Welcome back to Making Marriage Great. This is John Bushnell, and wanting to encourage you guys, you men, to really be the husbands that your wives need and husbands that glorify God, right? So just a couple of thoughts about what we're doing, 5 at 5. So every morning at 5 a.m., we upload the latest podcast, and it's usually about 5 minutes long. I try to keep it that short because I know for myself, I usually only have about 5 minutes to listen to any idea somebody has. And these are often just ideas. So if you don't like them, that's fine. If you're liking them, or if you want some advice on some other things along marriage, the area of marriage and for men, hey, please leave a comment. If you're disagreeing with me about something or anything like that, that's a free country, right? That's good. One of us can be wrong. Maybe both of us are wrong. We both can't be right. So just to encourage you guys, leave a comment. That would be awesome. We're going to do a thing called Questions of the Month. So every month, toward the end of the month, we're going to have a whole segment just on some questions that men are asking that I will try to answer or maybe bounce back at you where you can find some of those answers. I think it's good to teach men how to fish and not do all the fishing for them, right? So that's one of the things I'm trying to do is really encourage you right now in reading God's Word. And I want us to look at another part of God's Word to encourage us to be in God's Word, and that is in Psalms. Now, Psalms chapter 1 is a psalm that I have memorized. And I love this psalm because it's encouraging and has a pretty sort of black and whiteness to it, and I like that. So Psalms chapter 1, and this is just something good for us as men. Hey, let's read, memorize, know Psalms 1 because it has an incredible promise for us, right? It says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers." So let me pause right there, the first three verses. "And all that he does prospers." So are we men, are we meditating, delighting in God's word? Are we reading it? Are we thinking about it? Are we praying to God about our reading and what are we reading, and help, and just having that communication with God the Father, with Jesus Christ, and being empowered by the Holy Spirit? Listen, gentlemen, I know how busy we can get. I know how sidetracked we can get, how quick we can go into that compartment of work or that compartment of paying bills or that compartment of yard work or fixing this or trying to get above ground, if you will, in our finances or in our career or in our schooling or whatever that might be. I promise you, it's never better than reading God's word. And yes, we should have, you know, we don't get all 12 hours just to read God's word. Not all of us can be a Jonathan Edwards per se, but are we in God's word for ourselves, or do we just get God's word on Sunday morning? And if that's the case, whoa, we're in trouble, because I've heard a lot of sermons where there's not a lot of God's word, right? So we need to be in God's word. It is our duty. And just to think that if we really, but his delight, right? Verse 2, "But his delight is what? In the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." And it ends verse 3 with this, "In all that he does, he prospers." Okay, that's pretty cool. I think that's pretty legit. But let's go ahead and read the rest. Is there something else, right? He says, "The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." Wow, there's a contrast, right? Those who delight in God's word and the wicked. Is there an in-between? Hey, how about us, God, that just, we kind of read once in a while, but we go to church. How about us, God? Well, I'm thinking that there's a lot of promises in that first part we need to be about. We need to say, whoa, I'm really not in God's word. I'm not delighting in the law of the Lord. I probably should be doing that, right? Yeah, I think so too. And I've been convicted, even doing this blog, convicted a little bit more about, whoa, where is my Bible reading? You know, when was the last time I really sat down and said, you know what, I'm going to read more, I'm going to study more. And as I've studied different parts of the book and I've read through the Bible numerous, numerous times, I'm always blessed by it. But there's always a struggle. There's so many other things to do that are buying for my time that are important, but I've got to prioritize reading God's word. That's really what I think God's word is saying. And I'd have a hard time when somebody came along and said, you know what, John, you're like off the deep end. I don't think we need to be reading God's word. I think we do. And if you can't read, that's okay. Listen to it. Listen to it. Get it, download it, and have your phone read it to you. But let's be hearing the word of God. May God bless you in your Bible reading. May God bless you in your marriage. God bless you.